Now.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is on the brink of a federal government shutdown. Hard-right Republicans in Congress rejected a long-shot effort to keep offices open, and now the U.S. Senate is working in a rare Saturday session to try to approve temporary funds, but it may be too late. Come midnight Saturday, with New Deal in place, federal workers will face furloughs. More than 2 million active duty and reserve military troops will work without pay, and programs and services that Americans rely on will begin to face shutdown disruptions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy talked to reporters after the vote.
Well, I think we had an interesting conversation there, but we continue to work through trying to find the way out of this. I firmly believe there are no winners in a government shutdown. I think that's the best way forward, to make sure the government does not shut.
Even if the Senate can wrap up its work, it won't prevent an almost certain shutdown amid the chaos in the House. Mexico's president has slammed U.S. aid for Ukraine and sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and other nations. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador issued a broad criticism of U.S. foreign policy Friday as the first of two high-level meetings between U.S. and Mexican officials got underway at the State Department. He says U.S. sanctions are forcing people to emigrate from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that there is a strategy.
When people can make a living, when they have confidence in their economic security, when they can put food on the table for their kids, when they can build a future at home, that's exactly what they'll choose to do. And they're less likely to undertake the very dangerous and hazardous journey north.
Lopez Obrador says the United States should spend some of the aid to Ukraine on economic development in Latin America. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of his top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. That order signals the Kremlin's effort to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Emirati president-designate for the upcoming United Nations COP28 climate conference has offered a full-throated defense of his nation hosting the talks. Comments Saturday by Sultan Al-Jaber come after climate activists roundly criticized his appointment as a president-designate of the talks because of his role as the CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. Retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor.
It's not the usual farewell speech of a retiring American top general.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it.
The office of General Mark Milley did not respond to queries about who the retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman was referring to, but some speculate it was a thinly veiled jab at former President Donald Trump, who is seeking a return to office. Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
A federal judge in Washington has set a hearing date for a limited gag order on former U.S. President Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Judge Tanya Chutkan will hear arguments in her court on October 16th. Federal prosecutors cite what they say is a continuing pattern of incendiary and intimidating statements in the case charging Trump with scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Special counsel Jack Smith's team early this month requested an order aimed at reining in Trump's attacks in the case. In their latest sightings, they noted an appearance in South Carolina in which Trump admired a handgun, as well as a social media post in which he suggested retiring Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley committed treason and should be executed. Trump's lawyers have denounced the gag order request. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Armenian diaspora has stunned by the swift fall of the Armenian majority enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh and Azerbaijani troops and the exodus of much of its population. Traumatized by widely acknowledged genocide a century ago, Armenians now fear the erasure of what they consider a key and beloved part of their